With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. She calls herself a friend of Donald Trump. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi is the president-elect's choice to lead the Department of Justice.
Trump moved quickly in naming Bondi as his nominee for Attorney General. He announced the selection of his longtime ally just a few hours after his other choice, former Congressman Matt Gaetz, withdrew from consideration. Bondi served as one of Trump's lawyers during his first impeachment trial.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. In Pennsylvania, Democrat Dobb Casey has finally done it.
He's called Dave McCormick to congratulate him on his election to represent Pennsylvania in the United States Senate.
McCormick's win means that Republicans will have a 53-47 majority in the U.S. Senate as of next year. Senator Josh Hawley says Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas and FBI Director Wray showed the utmost disrespect for the American people by skipping this week's Senate Homeland Security hearing. The Missouri Republican says the two are required by law to testify, adding that both of them are unfit for office. Also at SRNNews.com, Russia says it was not an ICBM, but rather a new kind of hypersonic missile fired at Ukraine the other day. Military analyst Matthew Seville says Vladimir Putin is
signaling to the Ukrainians, we've got stuff that outranges you, but really signaling to the West, we're happy to enter into a competition around intermediate range ballistic missiles. P.S. These could be nuclear tipped. Do you really want to take that risk?
Putin's action comes after President Biden gave Ukraine permission to fire American-made long-range missiles deep into Russia. An elevated risk of flash flooding, mudslides persisting today across parts of the storm-battered Pacific Northwest. The Dow up 92 points, and this is SRN News. Pro-lifers are suing Illinois.
The Thomas More Society is representing a group of advocates, including Students for Life of America and the Pro-Life Action League, that is challenging a state law requiring all health insurance plans to cover abortion. Lawyer Peter Breen says, quote, for Christians and many other pro-life advocates, Illinois' abortion coverage mandate is fundamentally opposed to their religious beliefs and runs roughshod over their constitutionally protected rights. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, spiritual leader of the Global Anglican Communion, says he'll wrap up his official duties in early January amid an abuse scandal in the Church of England. Welby resigned last week after an investigation found that he failed to tell police about physical and sexual abuse by a volunteer at Christian summer camps as soon as he became aware of it. His refusal to accept responsibility for failing to report the abuse in England and in Africa in 2013 kindled much anger. Some of the biggest names in professional sports are warned to be on their guard.
The NFL has issued a security alert to players following recent burglaries involving the homes of Kansas City Chiefs stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Now, the league says the homes of pro athletes all across several sports have become, quote, increasingly targeted for burglaries by organized groups. Players have been told to take precautions and implement home security measures to reduce the risk of being targeted. Some of the burglary groups have conducted extensive surveillance on their targets. Jason Walker reporting.
It was 61 years ago today. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated while riding in a motorcade in Dallas. We may soon have a fuller picture of exactly how it happened. President-elect Trump promising to declassify all remaining files. SRNNews.com.